Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, and welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Bottle Cap Vikings by Tasty Minstrel Games. I'm just going to read the description for you, and then we'll go into the review. You are mighty Vikings, mighty but very small. As you sail your ship around a bottle cap, you will loot and plunder gold and wood to improve your city, granting you new abilities, and gain victory points. And while you may get hurt along the way, sometimes it's just best to push ahead, because the Valkyries don't come to claim you the dead immediately. Bottle Cap Vikings is a small rondel game with a ton of replayability. Rondel spaces are not fixed in place, they are randomized at the beginning of the game. Not only that, they are double-sided, so you can have a bunch of replayability. And all of that stuff. So, I got the game, and so starting the game and everything, the game was... I really liked the box, and I really enjoyed the artwork, and of course the meeples, which were little ships, were very well made, and I really liked that touch to it, rather than just having a random object. You had your Viking ship, and so that was pretty cool, and I liked that. So starting the game, the setup was really easy, and learning the rules was pretty easy. I didn't have to constantly go over the rules over and over again. I was pretty much read it once and dove into the game, and it worked out pretty nicely. So the gameplay, it's a type of a resource management / worker placement game where you're traveling around that circle and sailing the sea as a Viking, picking up resources at the spots you choose to land on to further your progression in your city, and then getting extra abilities and victory points, as was previously stated. So it was fun and it was quick, but it started to get a little repetitive because, you know, it's really quick because it's small and you go around the circle pretty quickly. Especially I was just playing with one other person, so, and oftentimes you would want to go to the same spot that another person was at, and that would require you to get injured and other things, but you were still able to go to that spot. And so it got to the point where we were all wanting to go to the same spot, and we're just going, and it moved pretty quickly, and it was fun, but seemed a little repetitive. It didn't really have a lot of extra places to go that you would find in other resource management games. But my overall experience of it was positive. The play was quick and the packaging and art were great. So I would say this is a great worker placement resource management game on the go. This is something easy you could pick up, put it in your purse, your pocket, and the learning it was really easy. But if I had a choice to pick a different resource management game, if I had more time and I wasn't leaving somewhere, I would probably play something else in that aspect. But Tasty Minstrel Games does a really great job with their games and the product they make. So I would suggest taking a look at it, but I would say that this one was a try before you buy. So that's it for Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. And for more information about this game, you could definitely go to Tasty Minstrel Games website or go find out more games about on Board Game Geek. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.